You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Talk about giving yourself a mountain to climb again. After Barca trailed 4-0 to PSG and miraculously turned it round, winning 6-1 at home, they would have thought, yeah, let's not get ourselves into that situation again. And lo and behold, that's exactly what they've gone and done here. This is a much harder proposition now, because Juve have got the best defence in the Champions League, conceding just 2 goals in the comp. The omens are good at home. Luis Enrique's team has won all 15 home Champions League games since he took over. Messi, incidentally, is 2 goals off 500 for Barcelona. He got 2 at the weekend against Real Sociedad to take him to 498. So that'll be some landmark if he could get that. In this game, 8 of the last 9 Juve goals have been scored by Higuain or Dybala. Higuain's got 8, Dybala's got 2, but he picked up a bit of an ankle knock, the latter, so doubtful whether he'll play. The match betting, 8-15, Barca. Draw 16-5, Juve 5-1, Juventus are 1-7 to qualify, Barcelona 4-1. Put simply, Juve don't really... I mean, I know it's dangerous to say this, but they can play their normal game and they should be safe. Just don't go mad.
Yeah.
Well, don't go mad. Don't
thing
go
is,
crazy
they
and do anything
are the
stupid.
Perfect side for this game.
Yeah.
In that they are very, very solid defensively, and it goes without saying, they should not be losing this. As in qualifying, they've got to go through.
Yeah, but do we think that about PSG? I mean, we wouldn't have been as sure about PSG.
Well, yeah, they had an extra goal as well, PSG. Yeah. That was incredible. But again, you could see Barca-PSG being a goal fest.
Yeah.
You can't really see this one kicking off. The thing for me is, and Barca defensively are pretty poor, but I just don't really see Juve scoring here.
Right,
I think Barca will be camped in the Juve half throughout, but they just won't break through as much as they'd like.
What if let's just have a look. I mean, they've got a great away record in the Champions League this season, haven't they? 4-0 at Dinamo Zagreb, 1-0 at Lyon, 3-1 at Sevilla, 2-0 at Porto. You know, right, none of those teams are absolute, you know, stellar teams, but you know, Porto and Sevilla aren't the easiest places to go, you would say. So they're a good team, they can score goals. There's a danger in that though, isn't there, Alex? Because if you sit back, even if you are Juve and you sit back and Barcelona do recreate that kind of performance they got at PSG, or that atmosphere they got, and they get one in the first half, say, and then if they get another, then you do start to get nervy, because if they get three, then suddenly it's game on, and obviously, you know, it's all level, and there's no away goals to speak of just yet, unless Juve get one. If Juve get an away goal, tie is over, you would have to say, wouldn't you?
Yes, but again, you just said that about the
you
PSG
would.
Game.
But they're not as watertight at the back as Juve.
No.
So if Juve do try and go out and get an away goal, they might be comfortable enough to think, look, let's just play our normal game, let's try and get an away goal, and then we're done. If we sit back and they score early, that's going to make everyone nervous.
Could Barca win this 4-0? Yes. They could.
They could. But that'd be, I mean, jeez.
It's 18-1, by the way, if you think they will.
While you're talking, I'm just going to find the last time Juve conceded 4 away from home.
Could Barca win this 2-0? Yes. I think we're all agreed that would be a likely scoreline in a game like this. Could Barca win 3-0? Also, maybe. The thing is, I just don't see Juve scoring here.
I mean, Inter beat Juve 3-0 in the Coppa Italia, but I think... yeah, they beat him 3-0, didn't they, in the Coppa Italia? That was in March of last year. I'm still trawling back to find when anyone put 4 past
them.
What
about that Bayern game?
That was after extra time. Yeah, 2-2, I think, wasn't it, in normal time?
Mm. Yeah, but records are there to be broken.
Absolutely.
But no, look, I'm trying to make a case for Barca here, purely because I don't... If you back...
Fiorentina scored 4 against them, but they got 2.
That was in
2013.
Yeah. I just think... I don't want to bat Juve to qualify at sevens on.
No.
There will be better sevens on shots out there. And I'm not massively tempted by Barca to qualify at 4-1, but I'll tell you what I am tempted by. Firstly, Barca to win in 90 minutes at 8-15 is great. That's fantastic. They will win this match. They may not go through, but they will win the match. And 8-15 is fine if you have an accumulator. Mm-hmm. Stick it in. Barca and under 2.5 goals is 18-5. That would not be satisfactory for Barca to go through. But if I don't think that Juve are going to score, and I'm saying it's unlikely that Barca will go through, then that sort of puts them both together. Barca under 2.5 is 18-5. The thing I'm going to put up here, though, Lee, goes against what I've just said there, the Barca under 2.5, by the way. That's right. Purely a sort of amalgamation of thoughts.
Yeah.
Barca to win in extra time, 16-1.
Wow, so they win 3-0.
Basically, it's a 3-0 and then go on from there.
Right, yeah, okay.
Now, the 3-0, by the way, is 11-1. You may just want to back that at 11-1 because what if it goes to extra time and then they let a goal in extra time and then they're stuffed, basically. But they could do this, you know.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.